So what the Lord was speaking to me this morning about, and I'm going to be talking about the foolish and the wise virgins. If we hear this message, we have heard this message. If you're in the church, how many have heard the message of the foolish and the wise? Amen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of foolishness running around the earth. I'm going to be real. I'm going to speak the truth, but I want to say it with love. So if you're here tonight, I'm asking God to show you what he showed me in this. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and just read 1 through 13, and then I'll go back to my notes. The word of God says, 25 verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels and in their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered and said, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." Verse 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." 13, watch, therefore, you know neither the day or the hour which the Son of Man is coming. Amen. I think when we read this out loud, because I could hear myself that God is speaking. And I don't know about you, but I need to feel the presence of God. Amen. Do we need to feel the presence of God? I need to feel the presence of God. And God is saying that we need to feel his presence. We need to be full. And we need to be prepared in this hour. Because when God was showing me this and I was doing my lesson this morning, I was going in a different route about the 6 things God hates, and I had Kathy share it with me, and I was going in that route with the things that God hates, because we always hear about the love of God, the goodness of God, and the mercy of God, but I was going to talk about the 6 things that he hates, but the Lord changed it, and he said, and this is when I felt the Holy Spirit. I'm going to go back right here on verses 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Do you have oil in your lamps today? I'm asking you, do you have oil in your lamps? Amen. It goes on to say in verse 2. It says, now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. I don't know about you, but I need wisdom in this hour. Does anybody need wisdom in this hour? Because I need wisdom. I need a lot of wisdom right now in this hour. Those parables of the virgins explain the need of wisdom. So some of us need some wisdom. We're making some decisions right now, and we need wisdom. Now, I don't know, this morning I got this message. God spoke to me very loud and clear. And when I wrote this, I said, does anybody need wisdom in this hour? And I wrote, I do. And he says, are you ready for the next season? We're going into a next season, September the 29th. I'm going to tell you again, if you don't mark it in your calendar and you're not listening to what I'm saying, it's going to pass you right by. Mark your calendar, September the 29th. We're entering into a new season. Stuff is going to happen like never before. Amen. Because the Spirit is telling me, I am full. And the way that you get full, if you spend time in God's presence, he wants to talk to you and I. And if you don't take the time, he will send somebody to tell you what hour we're in and what season we're in. And he came to tell me, he brought me to tell you what season we're in right now. Amen. He says, are you ready? Are you prepared about what God is about to do? Are you ready and prepared? You need to go into your prayer closet in this hour and let the Lord speak to you and tell you where you're at. Amen. He wants to get a hold of us personally. He's an intimate God. He wants to talk to you right now like he's never talked to you before. This is the hour and the season that change is coming. Amen. Do you want to stay in the same season? I'm asking you this because God said to ask you, do you want to stay in the same season? I'm not willing. I'm not willing. I'm not willing. I'm not willing to sit here another 6 months. I'm not willing. I need to see. I have more. There's more that God's given to me. Amen. What has God spoken to you about? We are about to enter in a new season. And if things don't change, let me tell you, there's going to be a shakeup. God wants us to get prepared. He wants us to be full of him. He wants us to be excellence. He needs us to be excellent in everything that we do. Amen. My spirit is full right now. And the only way that you could be full is if you spend the time. I could tell you all day long what God is telling me, but what is he telling you? He wants to spend time with you. Amen. If you want to go into the next season, it says that you must fill yourself with his spirit and presence. He wants to spend time with you. This is what the Lord told me to say, that he wants to spend time with you. If we look at Matthew chapter 24, 45, I mean 40, was it 45 now or 40? Yeah. Was that the next one? Yes. If we look at Matthew 24, 45, it says, who then is faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his house to give them food in due season? Right now, we're going into a new season. Has God supplied all your needs up until this point? Has he not? Faithful. Who then is faithful and a wise servant? See, I've been faithful. We've been faithful. Pastor, we've been faithful. Wise, we need to ask God for wisdom. Matthew chapter 22:10 says, so those servants went out in the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. So you remember, they're sitting out there. I just visualize these women. They're waiting at the midnight hour for the bridegroom. And we're waiting for Jesus to come back. Amen. Because we don't talk so much about the return of Jesus Christ, because that's why we're in church, to prepare ourselves for that great day of his return. Amen. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here for any other reason but to prepare those that God has placed under this ministry to get us ready for that great day of his return. And I think sometimes we kind of go off to another road. Are you full of his presence? Can you walk in a room and somebody knows that the presence of God just walked in? Do you feel the Holy Spirit? When we're entering into worship, I feel the Holy Spirit. We should all be feeling the Holy Spirit. Are you full? Do you have your lamp with oil? Are we prepared for what is coming in this next season? What's coming in this next season could be good or bad. But are you prepared to receive what's coming in this season? I'm telling you, the Lord spoke to me, a storm is coming. And I don't know, you could take that storm however you want, but a storm is coming. But he has prepared us to weather the storm. Amen. It's not for us to drop off the deep ends. It's for us to weather the storm that's coming. There's something coming to the body of Christ like never before. He's bringing back backsliders. He's bringing back those that have been wounded. He's bringing them back. But is your lamp full? Is your oil, is your lamp full with your oil? Amen. Because it's going to take you. Do you really, really, really know Jesus? He says to ask you, do you really know him? Do you truly know him? See, I know who this man Jesus is because he saved me. And he called me, and he pulled me out of the pit of hell. Do you really, really know him? He wants you to really get to know him, not the circumstances and the things around you, because those are everyday things. He wants you to get to know him in such an intimate way. Amen. And in order for us to know him, we know that we got to pray and fast. When was the last time we prayed and fast? We're going to need to pray and fast for some stuff, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to need to pray. I'm going to say this again. We're going to need to pray and fast for some stuff that's coming our way. If you look around in the church, we need to pray and fast for some stuff that's coming our way. I'm not willing to leave anybody behind. Are you willing to leave anybody behind? Because some of our family members are going to be left behind because they're not taking heed to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Is your lamp full? Is your oil? Do you have your oil? Amen. Fill yourself. He says you need to fill yourself. In this next season, you're going to need to fill yourself with the presence of God. You're going to need to call on the name of Jesus like never before. It goes on to say, Matthew 3-5, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But those who took the oil in their vessels with their lamps, your vessel, what is the vessel? This is a vessel. Fill up my vessel. Fill it up with the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk spiritual here. The Spirit, I'm talking to the Spirit man right now. But what I loved right here, verse 5, but when the bridegroom delayed, say delayed. It's delayed because there's those that are God is wanting us to go out and bring them, go out into the highways and byways and to compel those to come in. There's a delay right now. And he says that the bridegroom was delayed and they all slumbered and slept. Don't tell me that there was only 5 foolish and 5 wise. When I see this, he says they all slept. So I don't care how holy you think you are or how much you know the things of God. We need to be careful lest we fall. Amen. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. That kind of makes me think, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. You have it? Oh, I'm sorry. That one should have been 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Can you get the fight? 1 Thessalonians 5:6 says, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. We're talking about spiritually. Let our spirits be awake. Our physical man, when we don't know Jesus, our physical man is what's controlling us. But once we ask the Holy Spirit and Jesus to come into our heart, our physical man wakes up. The Spirit wakes up. And the Spirit overpowers the physical. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. What is it saying? Is it anything hard that you cannot understand? Let us watch. Let us watch and be sober. Amen. Spiritually, wake up. God is saying we need to wake up in this hour. It's not about, I want 1 foot in and 1 foot out. God is saying, no, you're going to have to make some decisions because there's a storm coming. There's a storm coming. It goes on to say Matthew 25:6. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Amen. At midnight. See, it says that no one knows the hour or the day or the time when Jesus is coming back, but they were waiting for the bridegroom to come. There was a wedding feast that was going on, and normally the women go sit at the bride's house, and when the bride and the bridegroom is ready to come, he comes and gets his bride. So the women were there waiting to be invited into the wedding. But it says at midnight, a cry was heard. Have you cried in the midnight hour for anything? Has anybody cried in the midnight hour? About 2 or 3 days ago, the Lord had me wake up about 1 o'clock in the morning and I was crying. And I don't know why I was crying. I was crying like a weeping cry. And I'm saying, Lord, why am I crying? And then Monday we got some news. I was already interceding for that news that we got. I said, okay, God, it's on. Okay, God, it's on. If it's going to happen to me and my husband, it's going to happen to you. Nobody gets out of it easy. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Was that the next one you guys had? 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. See, there was a cry in the midnight hour. And the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. Amen? And with the trumpet of God. I want to stop there. Let's go back to Matthew 25:7. Matthew 25:7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. All of them got up and they started to trim their lamps. All of them got up and started to trim their lamps. Luke 12:35. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. So what happens is that they all got up, they trimmed their lamps, and he's saying right here, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. Basically what it's saying, be ready. Be ready. Be ready, because he's coming in an hour. Jesus is coming in an hour that he's saying to be ready. Jesus was calling the disciples to be ready for service. Yes, Lord, here I am. Yes, Lord, I'm right here. What can I do? He's calling you to be ready in the midnight hour. Amen. Goes on to say in Matthew 25:8. It says, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Are you willing to give somebody your oil? Are you willing to give somebody your oil because their lamp's going out? Well, the Lord the Lord says that you want to come up here? He says that you and I are to worry about our own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen? Let me finish. You have to worry about your own salvation with fear and trembling. No one could stand in for anybody but themselves. Amen? I can't stand in for my husband, for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and you. I cannot, and you cannot. So we need to know that we could only stand in for ourselves. Amen? Be ready. He's saying be ready. Amen? Be ready. Verses 9:25. It says, but be wise. But the wise answered and said, no, lest there should be not enough for us and you. Amen? I cannot stand in for you. You can't stand in for anyone. We could pray for them. We could pray for them because he has been delayed. His coming is delayed. The bridegroom is delayed in his coming. So right now he's saying, right now I'm delaying my coming. What are you doing? My service. What service are you doing for the body of Christ? What service are you doing for Jesus? Amen. Jesus, he says, what service are you doing? Matthew 25:10. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me finish 9. It says, but the wise answered and said, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself. Verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. As they went to go buy, the bridegroom came. Luke 13:25 says, it says, and while they came, they were ready. Do you have Luke? Okay, let me see. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, and in the evening at midnight, and at the crowing of the rooster in the morning. To finish that one, yeah. Mark 13:35. It says, watch therefore, you do not know. So he's saying that you do not know. That was supposed to, that when once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, there's going to be a time where the door is going to be shut. God is saying that there's going to be a time when the, and thank God for his delay, amen? Thank God that he hasn't come back yet, because some of us need to get some stuff in order. God is saying we need to get some stuff in order. We need to get some stuff in order. Thank God. For Matthew 25:11 goes on to saying, it says 25. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Lord, Lord, open to us. See, we can't, once that door is shut, it's shut. We could open the door all day long. The church doors are open. We invite, we tell people. But when Jesus shuts the door, it's shut. There's nothing. He says, what does he say? Depart me, for I never knew you. Matthew 7:21-23. Let's go to Matthew 7:21-23. Is that the one that was next to me? Because I think I kind of went ahead of myself there. Matthew 7:21-23. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Are we doing the will of the Father? Are you doing the will of the Father? And if we're not doing the will of the Father, then how do we expect Father to do for us? We want the blessings and we want to do, we want, but how do we expect God to do it? He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but who does the will of the Father. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Have you done anything like that to anybody? Have you prayed over anybody? Have you casted out any demons? Have you spoke over anybody's life? And 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we say that we're Christians. Are we full of the Spirit? Are we full of Jesus? Can we pray him? Can we see the miracles of God? Are we seeing those miracles of God? How many of us are doing the miracles of God and are walking in that presence? It makes me really to think and wonder, where are we at, God? Where am I at? I know that he hears our prayers, because we wouldn't be sitting here right now. I know that he does. Going back to Matthew 25:12. It says, but the answer he said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. I don't want to hear those words, surely I'll say to them. But he answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. Can you honestly say that Jesus knows you? This is why I was saying that we have to have that relationship right now. God wants you to know him. Can you honestly say that I know him, and that that I trust in him, and that I believe that he's coming back? He's coming back for a people, a remnant. It's a remnant. We have so much junk going on out in this world right now, but that there are those that will miss it. Are you going to be one of those that miss it? I love what my husband said. He goes, because the word of God says that judgment is coming into the house of God first. Judgment is coming into the house of God. What is the house of God up to? Amen. The world's already going to be judged. They're already doomed. But what about the church? The church. Amen. It goes on to say in Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore for me. For you know neither the day or the hour which the Son of Man is coming. I have no clue. So I get up and I pray to my Father, because I have no clue the hour. I think my husband said we had another little earthquake. I didn't feel it, but there was another earthquake. We don't know when the earthquakes come. They try to say, hey, this is when it's going to happen. Nobody knows. But the true thing that we should know is the hour when Jesus is coming. We don't know when Jesus is coming. And I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be another day, another hour. He could come right now. And are we prepared? He says, are you prepared to meet me? Are we prepared to meet Jesus? I right now want to say that I'm prepared, but I have no idea. Those thoughts, the minds, the junk that comes in, the sin, because he hates sin. I'm going to tell you straight up, he hates sin. They say, oh, God doesn't hate, but check out Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. He says the things that he hates, a liar. Are you a liar? Are you a cheat? Someone that causes discord in the body of Christ? Those are the things he hates. He says, I hate it. And you think that, how about a murder? We got so much murder going on in our nation right now that we can't even fathom these people that are getting killed just because they're at Walmart. or these kids that are going to school just because they're going to school. Somebody's coming in there to shoot them up. And did they know that that was the last time that they were going to breathe the breath of God in their world, and everything crumbles and it affects the whole families? Do we know that this is what's happening? Are we ready? Are we telling our children? We could walk out right now and something could happen. But are we telling our children that Jesus is coming back? Are we full? Are we prepared? Are we ready? He's saying we need to be ready. Amen? Watch therefore. It goes on to say Mark 13:25. I don't know if this is like, you know, that an everyday that we need to hear this, but this is where God took me. Mark 13:25 or 35. I'm sorry, Mia. 35. It says, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. Who is your master? Who is your master? We don't know. It says, watch therefore, for you do not know the master of the house is coming in the evening, at midnight, and at the rooster in the morning. Amen. Watch and pray. Watch and pray, therefore, because you don't know when the master is coming. Matthew 24:36. It says, but on that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven. Is that where it says? Not even the angels of heaven. But on that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Nobody knows the day or the hour. When those virgins were sitting there waiting with their lamps, nobody knew. And when the bridegroom came, only five went in, and the other five were outside, and they closed the door. The door was shut. Nobody knows, but the day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father in heaven only. Is he your Father? Is he your Father in heaven? Do you know this Father? Do you know Jesus, the Son of God? Do we really know him? Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what the hour your Lord is coming. Not only in the book of Matthew, but Matthew was saying this several times. Watch therefore, Matthew 24:42. Again, watch therefore. For you do not know what hour of the Lord is coming. Why was he repeating himself? Doesn't he repeat himself in the word? I mean, we hear things over and over and over in the word that he has to repeat. Why would he have to repeat himself to you and I? Because we're not listening. We're not hearing. Amen? Something's going on. He says, watch and pray. You shall be prepared. What did you say? He's just distracting me right now. No. What did you say? Like parents? Over and over, like parents that go and say over and over. Amen. It's like when our parents, this is how the Father has to be with us, like children. We're like children, right? We're like children. Children. Like when the parents are telling somebody to go and do something, and then they have to tell them again, did you do it? And then they have to tell them again, did you do it? This is how God, what God is telling us, watch and pray, because no one knows the hour. He must have said that about four times right here within that book of Matthew. Amen. He says, watch and pray. I think about all the things that are going on. And when I look at this parable, the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, at midnight, they heard a cry. At midnight, a cry was heard. At midnight, it says the bridegroom came and that they went out to go meet him. I'm so looking forward to meet Jesus. I'm so looking forward to seeing when all this stuff like just goes away, because we're in such a time. It's so nonsense. So much nonsense is here. And what can we do about it? God is saying that we need to make some decisions, and we're coming into a new season. Are you ready for the new season? If you don't spend time with the Lord right now, he says, find some time. Find yourself a praying closet. Find yourself wherever you're at. Separate yourself, because he wants to talk to you. I think about all the meetings and all the pastors and all the preachers and the apostles and bishops and all these people that have been preaching behind the pulpit, when all along that you could be anointed as much as they are, because they spend time. They just spend time with God to hear from God, a word from God. What is God speaking to you today? What is God telling you? I'm not, I know it's just not for me. I spend time, but it could be a fearful thing, but it could be a good thing. But God wants you to spend time. He says to spend time. Are you full? Is your lap full? Are you full in the spirit? Are you walking in with the presence? I don't know. Sometimes I think that the church is sleeping. I remember the Lord showed me that the church that I remember years ago when I walked in the church and it was full of people and they were like this and they had hats on and all and they were asleep. He says the church is sleeping and we need to wake up. The church needs to wake up. I know that you didn't come out to hear, but God says that the church needs to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to get in our praying closets. We need to see and we need to be prepared for what this storm is coming. And whether you could be in a storm right now, I know Pastor said this, that the storm, you're just going to go through it. You're going to ride it out. He says, I'm going to be right there. I'm not going to let you get overtaken by anything, that you're going to ride it out. If you're faithful and obedient to what he's called you to do, is your lamp and your oil, is it full? Is your lamp full? Do not let your light go out in this hour, AM. Amen. Do not let your lamp go out. He says that you are the salt of the earth. I need those that without the salt, there's no flavor. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand.